Member Week is back at Lowe's with big savings for pros. Now through October 15th, My Lowe's Pro Rewards members get up to 40% off hundreds of items like paint, tools, building materials, and more. Plus, get free standard shipping. Shop these exclusive member-only savings before they're gone. Not a rewards member? Join for free today. Free standard shipping not available in Alaska and Hawaii. Exclusions and more terms apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at lowes.com/terms. Subject to change.
We would like to acknowledge the traditional owners of the land we're recording from. We pay our respects to the Cammeraygal people and their elders past and present. We also acknowledge the traditional owners from all Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander lands you are listening from.
Long range, try it!
Hello everyone and welcome to the first ever episode of SBS Championship Corner. Every Tuesday for the next 2 months, we'll be in your feeds and on your socials, wrapping up the weekend action from Australian football's newest and most exciting competition. My name is Adrian Arciulli, and alongside me is Nick Pagano. We'll be your hosts every week and be joined by special guests along the way. Nick, firstly, what is the championship for those who've been living under a rock?
Well, thanks, Adrian. The Australian Championship is this nation's new second-tier footballing competition, aiming to bridge the gap between the NPL and the A-League. It will run from the 10th of October to the 6th of December, where 16 clubs, 8 foundational members, and 8 respective NPL premiers will be battling it out to be crowned the Australian Championship champions? The clubs have been broken up into 4 groups of 4 that will play each other twice, once home, once away, with the top 2 from each group advancing to a knockout final series. And with the perfect blend of historic clubs and fresh faces, this comp has got everything for all lovers of football in Australia, and it should just be a cracker right till the end.
It's so important, this championship. I think I'm a kid who grew up on the old NSL. I remember sitting on the hill at Brandon Park back in the day, watching the Wollongong Wolves, doing the Wolf Chase at halftime, and then the move to Wynn Stadium, watching the glory days, back-to-back NSL champs, and then the demise of the NSL, and remembering how heartbroken I was when the Wolves were kicked out of the NSL, well, everyone was kicked out, and then they weren't admitted to the A-League. And since then, I have not had a football team domestically to support. So I think as well, for so many communities, my nono, he came here in the early 60s, and seeing what Apia Leichhardt meant to him, obviously competing in this championship as West's Apia, but seeing the importance of those communities and what it means just to Australian football fans as a whole. But without further ado, it's time to introduce our inaugural guests on SBS Championship Corner. And today, given it was the Greek Derby to kick things off on Friday night, we have joining us Sydney Olympics' Seth Clark and from SBS Greek, Temi Kalos. Guys, welcome. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you very much. Thank you for the invitation.
Thank you.
Seth, obviously we start with you. Not the result you wanted on Friday against South Melbourne, but just tell us about what it was like.
Yeah, it was super enjoyable. I think there was a lot of anticipation leading up to it. And again, it was my first Greek derby, obviously first Oz Championship game. The atmosphere was great from travelling Sydney Olympic fans as well. We saw a couple fans in the airport as we were travelling, and they were headed to Melbourne as well. So, you know, it was exciting. And yeah, obviously we lost, disappointed. Overall, it was a good experience and one I won't forget.
And for someone who like hasn't really experienced like proper cultural derbies before, like how did this feel like playing in it? Like not just, you know, the atmosphere beforehand, but like stepping onto that pitch, hearing the crowd behind you, like that must have been something special.
Yeah, it was exciting. In New Zealand, we don't really have these type of, like you say, cultural rivalries in football. It was special. And I think that's, as a player, that's what you want. You want to be playing in front of passionate fans, big crowds. And that's exactly what the game was on Friday night. So hopefully more of that to come.
Demi, you came to Australia in 1988 from Greece. What did it mean to you to see these proud Greek clubs back on the national stage, on television, prime time? Just talk us the emotions you felt.
I heard earlier your introduction, and it reflects to what many migrant communities feel, especially migrant communities that have contributed vastly to what Australian soccer is. They built it, all these clubs, Sydney Olympic, South Melbourne, Heidelberg United in our case, Marconi, Sydney United, Canberra Croatia, etc. We have a feeling of excitement. We feel that we are again in the spotlight, that Australian football is doing justice to its pioneers. to see 7,000 people going again to watch the derby between South Melbourne Hellas and Sydney Olympic was amazing. And I believe Seth must have played in the biggest crowd he ever played in Australia, because in the NPL, you don't usually attract those kind of numbers. So to see that the community embraced the new institution is very optimistic and very hopeful. We are really looking forward to it.
Let's recap all those results. So as we saw on the opening night, South Melbourne edged out Sydney Olympic in an absolute cracker on Friday night. Some great goals. Our first Super Saturday on SBS saw West's RPR take on Metro Stars in a 1-0 win there. Preston Lions and Northwest Sydney Spirit played at a 1-1 draw with the New South Wales Premier snatching a point at the death. Nick, Sunday was just as exciting.
Yes. Well, the weekend saw Heidelberg bounce back after losing the Australia Cup final, taking care of Marconi 1-0. Wollongong Wolves looked pretty comfortable in beating South Hobart 3-1, which is quite surprising given the state of that pitch. If any of you guys is here or at home saw it, was definitely not the nicest of ones to have been playing on. Moreton left it really late against Broadmeadow with a 98th-minute penalty, giving all the points to them in an epic 3-2 win. When Bruno Fornaroli leapt up for that header, I think we all just knew it was going in, as the seven-time Socceroo grabbed the goal on debut as his Avondale beat Canberra Croatia 3-1. And finally, to end off, Bayswater City won't be travelling the 4,000 kilometres back to Perth empty-handed, as a freakish last-minute screamer from Jack Stevens meant that Sydney United were forced to share the points. The score ended up being 1-1.
So those were the results from the weekend. Seth, you know, you've played in New Zealand, where you're from, and obviously in the US. What did you think of the quality on display in week one? And did it surprise you, or were you, you know, taken aback by just how much of a step up it was across the league?
Yeah, I think I can only speak on our game, and yeah, the quality was high. I think that helps also because obviously this has attracted so many players from all over Australia and the world. So, you know, players want to come and be part of this. And I think that just helps the quality. Yeah, it was good. Like I say, it was enjoyable. That's what you want. It's great to be a part of.
Try not to touch on it too much, but South Melbourne, you know, might be wanting to call them Set Piece Merchants FC after their tactics seem to pretty clearly be getting the ball into the box from any set piece avenue, throw-ins, corners, free kicks, and two of their goals ended up coming from them, and had a bunch more chances from them. So I guess what did you take away from playing against a team that was, you know, so clearly focused on one tactic? Did it give you guys something to think about going into training this week? And, you know, how do you think you'll cope next week?
Yeah, I think we kind of expected that. I know it was probably a surprise to some people. We kind of knew what they're like, big physical team, like to win their duels, and fair play to them. You know, they got the 3 points. We can definitely take something from their book as well, maybe going forward as well, because obviously they got goals from set pieces, so it worked.
And how good was that crowd? We had well over 6,000, you know. That's so impressive for that opening game. But, Themi, you've seen many Greek derbies. And what did you make of the crowd size and the atmosphere, considering the build-up to this? Because this is a moment South and Olympic have waited for, you know, a very long time, 2 decades. What did you make of it as a whole? Did you feel it lived up to the billing? And what the potential moving forward?
There's a great sentiment in the community that many people that have really haven't been to a soccer pitch, to a soccer stadium for decades, as you mentioned, are making a comeback. That says a lot. They went away from the clubs, not because there was no love for the club, but because they were essentially relegated from the top league of the country to the state level. So the interest dropped. So now there's a rejuvenation, if I can describe it this way. You know, there's a big, big interest within the community to go again and watch football.
What is it like going back in the day to games involving Greek clubs and watching it on Friday? What did you see? Did you see obviously a lot of time has passed since those days of the 90s and the early 2000s when the clubs were last back on the national stage. But what did you feel it was like before, and what is the you've noticed is the difference now?
You have a big difference now in the composition of the fans, because now they are just like you. They are grandchildren of the early migrants. Well, children and grandchildren. maybe in some case, grandchildren. We don't know. But I think there will be spectators who are grandchildren of all those migrants in the 50s, especially, who built the club. So that is one major difference. And that is very encouraging, because what it says is that the communities, despite being, born, raised here, possibly they don't speak the languages anymore, but they still follow the passion. That is the main difference that I noticed in the crowd of South Melbourne Sydney Olympic the other day. You could see who were the old migrants, but the vast majority were younger audiences, and they are descendants of those pioneers. And they were very passionate. Some of them were crying because the last time they had went to watch South Melbourne Sydney Olympic, they had gone with some of them with their deceased grandparents or parents. And we got them on camera. And that's why at the beginning of the show, I said there's a lot of emotions with the beginning of this new championship, the Australian Championship.
And that hits hard, I think. My dad was born in Italy, and obviously I've seen how much these clubs can mean, but you're right, I've lost the language, and it's pretty disappointing on my behalf. And Nick, you know, same for you.
But you haven't lost the passion for your Appia.
We haven't lost the passion for the game, Nick. Is that something, Seth, just to branch off on that, is that something that, you know, as the club really rams home to you as players? Obviously you come from, you're a Kiwi, but is it something that the club makes a concerted effort to really ram home just how important this club is to Sydney's Greek community?
Yeah, I think so. I think it's something that, obviously, joining Sydney Olympic, I wasn't aware of how, like, the scale, like you say, and the history behind it. And quickly you start to learn people talking. You know, even at the games, you can start to see, even throughout the NPL season, like, fans coming, and you see the support week on week. So I think, yeah, it's something I've definitely noticed pretty quickly when I joined Sydney Olympic. And even talking to some boys that have just joined us for this Oz Championship, they've said exactly the same as well. Yeah, and I think Damo and Labby, I think they really try and put emphasis on that too. You know, there's a huge history behind the club, and we want to, like you say, bring back some glory days, and that's the goal.
Damo here, you know, he means the president of Sydney Olympic, Damon Hanlon, right?
Yeah, and talk us about what he brings to the club as well, just with your...
Look, Damon, he has invested heavily in this new competition. He was one of the first ones to embrace it. He believes in it, and that is why Sydney Olympic is a foundation club. He wants it badly to succeed. I hope the community supports not just his move, the president's move, but all the clubs that have put in effort, energy and money, because there's a lot of money here in this new competition, to really have the desired results.
And Seth, obviously, you know, you want to bounce back this week up against Broadmeadow. How big of a game is this? Because, you know, you've got 0 points, and how important is it to get off the mark, but especially in front of the home fans?
Yeah, it's huge, huge game for us. I think everyone's excited to play, you know, in front of our fans. We appreciated the fans travel, you know, the ones that travel to Melbourne, but I think it's different when, you know, it's your own home crowd support. And we definitely feel that. And yeah, I've played Magic a few times before. They're a good team, but, you know, we've been putting in a lot of work. Coaching staff, everyone has put in a lot of work, so we want to, you know, showcase that. And we need the points, simple as that.
You played well in Melbourne last Friday. However, the result did not justify, and you had two great goals. Now, the fact that you need desperately the 3 points this Sunday, because in the unfortunate occasion where these 3 points do not come, then the whole progression to the next stage becomes very, very difficult. So this pressure, does it affect the players, the coach, the whole club?
I mean, personally, I enjoy that pressure. I think it's a privilege. I think a lot of the other players think of that too. You know, playing for a big club, we're expected to, you know, reach the group stage. We want to win it. That's the aim. So, yeah, there's definitely pressure on. But yeah, I think for the most part, the coaching staff, the players, you know, I think we like that pressure. We want to embrace it. Yeah, and you can see it in training. You know, we've been training hard, like I said. yeah, a lot of work's been put in. So,
yeah, and for you, Seth, as well, you know, especially in your game, but across the weekend, one trend I noticed was just how many long-range goals there were, like the long shot traits. And you know, Demi, you were touching on like how the, you know, this Oz Championships bring back the cultural feeling of the NSL. But I really think that from these goals, it's bringing back that era as well of the long-range shots. Like, you know, you don't see too many players trying that in football anymore. And I was going to ask, do you think you have that in your locker? You think you have a long-range banger in your locker?
Yeah, hopefully this weekend, maybe. We'll see. But yeah, no, I agree with you. It's definitely...
great quality of goals.
Yeah, great quality. Yes. Great quality. We're going to be looking at the week of football just played and picking out a moment that stood out to us. But we're going to do it in an SBS-style theme. So in honour of SBS, we're going to pick either a significant, a bizarre, or a sexy moment from the weekend. And so I'll hand over to Adrian to kick off with his moment. I believe it's a sexy one.
Yeah, I could have gone two ways here. I think I'm going to go with the sexiness of the Heidelberg goal against Marconi. Beautiful football, and what a job John Anastasiadis has done down there. And this is another Greek club, so what better way to you know, to obviously mark this with this Greek theme podcast, to shout out to Heidelberg and their run to the Australia Cup, and what that has done for this competition, boosting the profile to start with, but just the hope it's given and shows how close the gap is. But their goal was utterly just pure class, playing out from the back, Marconi press. Played through the press, beautiful finish, and it's a testament to see how far these clubs have become, and that gap you mentioned has narrowed. And if these clubs can continue to build off what was their base of founded by migrants to modernise, I feel as if the potential is limitless now for this competition. Obviously, special shout out to the Wolves as well. Obviously, the long rage strike by Yamazura, but I'm just going to have to go with the sexiness of that goal. But yeah, I think that just highlighted for me so much of what football is in terms of the quality as well. This competition will serve up not only the nostalgia, Themi, what will be yours?
Look, I was impressed with the Sydney Olympic goals, both of them, for the reason that was mentioned earlier. And I'm impressed with the quality because fans also want to see good football. And the players and the coaches have shown that. Suddenly, these players and these coaches now are building national profile. And it's something to look for them to have ambitions, you know, to go to another level. Maybe get a new transfer or something. Coaches of this championship league to go to A-League or further. We have Ange Postecoglou. The last time we had NSL, Ange Postecoglou was an NSL coach. And look where he went. So everybody... in the field, players, coaches, they want to play good. They want to show their talent to please the fans, to please their clubs, and maybe to gain something personally out of it, you know, to go to a higher level.
So Themi's going to go with significant on that note. That was just significant. Nick?
Well, I mean, I guess you guys have done pretty good on the sexy significant. I'll have to take the bizarre moment. And for me, it can't beat Bayswater City's equaliser against Sydney United. Because firstly, the goal itself is just bizarre. It's a freak cross-turn shot from the centre-back that somehow loops over Jan Jedovic, of all keepers, not only Man Mountain in goal, but an A-League legend. So, you know, it must be taking a pretty special effort to beat him in goal. But then just rewinding a couple of seconds before that, and you see the Sydney United fan up in the stands with the ball in hand, taunting it, chucking it onto the pitch, and then there's two balls on the pitch, and then the goal goes in, and then no one knows what's going on. People are complaining, should the goal stand? Referees like saying goal. I think you guys talking about what or the significance of not just the goals and how good they were, but what they mean culturally. I think that just these moments of chaos also really quite sum up Australian football quite well. Just you know, I wouldn't say it's good or bad necessarily, but just that element of unpredictability is just such a common factor. You know, you don't know what top team's going to be beating bottom teams, or you know, vice versa, week after week. So that's got to be my moment, and I'll hand over to you, Seth. And what's it for you?
I think mine would be the first Oz Championship goal as a significant moment. Obviously, it was a beautiful goal from Ali. yeah, and I think it was just a great way to kick off the. Yeah.
You'll have to remind me. Did you have a part to play in that goal, build up at all?
It's just I was around the mix, and it was Awali. It was your
presence, your calming presence.
When it went
in,
were you surprised? Because geez, whiz, it was an absolute stunner.
Yeah, I think it skidded off the field a bit as well, and then next minute it's in the back of the net.
Because I heard a few people saying that goalkeeper should have done better with that, but I actually think that when it is low and hard, and not just on the ground, but bouncing as well, it's in. So difficult for a keeper to stop, and if it's high up, they're diving already in the air. But yeah, I thought that was an unbelievable strike.
And what about the match winner? Have you just blurted that one out of your memory?
I think, to be fair, Ryan Foyt's probably the goal of the game, in my opinion. He just turned and hit it top corner. But I think the significance of the first one, I'll go with that one from Ali.
And I don't want to rub any salt in the wounds at all, but. Just from some, I think it was two of the goals especially, but there was a bit of a failure to clear the ball out of the box. So is that going to be a target of training this week, just hoofing it upfield,
Yeah, I think, at the end of the day, you're in the moment, you're doing your best, mistakes happen, we're past that now.
Demi, now we'll finish off with you. Game week. What is it going to mean to you there to watch Olympic in person?
It's like going back in time, 20 years ago. I want desperately Olympic to win.
Yeah, Themi, if you come to work on Monday with any semblance of a voice box intact, I'm going to be upset. You won't have been chanting loud enough.
Well, lads, thanks so much for joining us, both you, Themi and Seth. Like, it's been an honour to help us kick off this podcast.
I don't know if it's my place, but SBS On Demand has a great hub for this new competition. I was watching it all last night. All the matches there, if you want to see them. Mini matches, 25 minutes. The highlights. This was unthinkable in my time. You're all young fellas.
Where's the VCR player?
You take it for granted. Now you can watch all the games, all the goals, all the highlights. That's great. So I wish you all the success. And I hope that you will invite on your show other members of the SBS language families, of SBS radio language programs, because, we have embraced this heavily. We want this sport to have the status that it should have, and for the migrant communities to have the pride and enjoy the kudos, for this new institution.
Seth, will Themi be providing the pre-match speech on Sunday, do you think?
I hope so.
Must be the most rousing speech you could be giving.
I'm ready to run through a brick wall after that.
Yeah. I meant every word I said, guys.
I know. I'll have to go into the tape archives. But, guys, we've got to wrap up. Thanks so much for joining us. As Themi mentioned, SBS On Demand has every game. We have our Super Saturday live and free on the SBS main channel, 1 p.m. and 3 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time. Just like Themi gave us, he gave us a big rap, and you can as well. Remember to like, subscribe in your podcast feeds. Follow us on SBS Sports socials, on Instagram, TikTok, Twitter, wherever you get your social news. We'll be here every Tuesday wrapping up the Australian Championship here on SBS Championship Corner. So from all of us here carrying on the legacy of the great and one and only Les Murray, it's goodbye for now.
He's been wanting to say that for years. Just wanted to put that out there.
Why do people want to be at work? To feel heard, appreciated, part of something, and to know there's a career path for everyone. Inclusive workplaces are linked to increased innovation, productivity, and employee satisfaction. Make your organization a place where people want to be. For inclusion and diversity training, visit inclusion-program.com.au.